Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's poppin'?
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
Yes.
In our Father's Day edition.
We are back in the building.
We are back. We are back,
that's
y'all.
Right.
Listen, y'all, we are back with another great episode today. Talk to us, babe.
Okay, so first of all, we want to say for everyone who has just joined us and this is your first time on Shift Real Talk TV, we are welcoming you right now to Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We air every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So we just want to say thank you for joining us today and tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Because we want to make sure that you have all the videos that we do. They are very helpful because definitely they help us. So listen, tonight we are going to have another hot topic. It's a fireball. This topic is entitled, How to Have a Great Relationship.
Yes, we want to have a conversation about some keys to having a great relationship.
How do you have
and
a
we
great
invited a guest, man, from she's a up and coming artist, man. This is my sister
in the ATL.
From the ATL, shout it.
That's
Ashley,
right.
Jones.
Ashley. Hello, hello, my love.
Hey, sis.
I had planned to do that A Town in, you know, without y'all.
Oh my bad.
Okay, we messed up the surprise. ATL, shout it, ATL. How you
I
doing, man?
I know you would be catching it. Hey y'all, hey brother, hey sister.
Hey,
hello, darling.
What's going on? Mind provoking. We love you, girl.
Yes.
Listen, Ashley, man, this is my sister, man. I love her. And we've been built for this type of conversation, man.
Right.
We've been preparing for these days a long time ago. But she's also a married woman, and we thank God for her life. You know, she's doing a lot in the ATL, y'all.
Yeah.
Look her up.
Hey.
Look her up. And we just kind of wanted to. So, Ashley, give the audience just a little bit about yourself, man. What you got going on?
So, I know my brother Jesse said I'm an up and coming artist. I'm in my stages in life, so I don't think I'm up and coming no more. If you ain't up and came, baby, just go where you can get, okay?
just
right
come
now,
on, get, gotcha, gotcha.
Where I still go. Nah, seriously, I still do music. I'm heavy in the music industry, but more of managing and producing and working
gotcha.
With some of the new age artists. I manage corporate bands, but other than that, my biggest, hardest, beautiful role is being a wife and a mother.
Yeah,
man. That's why I felt today was important to bring you on, because we know that there are a lot of people who go through struggles and they really don't understand how to stay at it. You know, even when the struggles come, people look at struggles as a bad thing. But I really
right.
believe that struggles actually build us together. It helps us mm-hmm. to grow stronger. It helps us to really understand more about each other, because what you learn about each other is in the trenches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so I just want to ask you ladies a question. What do you think is the most important element in actually maintaining a good relationship?
I'm gonna let you hit that one, sis. I'll pick it back off what you got.
I think it is the same option that Jesus gave us, which is choice. I know, I've been in some trenches. You have to wake up and choose that person every single day. Wow. You have to choose them. So no matter what trenches you in, no matter if y'all on the mountaintop, because sometimes it's going to be good, sometimes it's going to be real, real bad, but you still have to choose that person every morning. And I think that's what makes it last. People always try to, you know, we're going to be together for 5 or 10 years. And then when that number three hit and y'all struggling, stop choosing each other.
Right.
You got to choose each other.
Mm-hmm. I believe it starts from self-value. A lot of us don't really understand who we are and how valuable we are.
I was going to say something like that.
So if we really don't understand our value, then we will accept things that are below what God made us.
Right.
So if we don't really understand the value of who we are, then we really won't understand how to even be in the relationship or how to exist in the relationship. We'll just be existing, to be honest with you.
And you know what? We were just talking about this the other day, you and I, Ashley. And the whole point is I love your answer. You have to choose this person every day. However, we were just talking about the fact that you have to make a decision to choose you. Because even on an airplane, what they say, first put the mask over your face, save yourself so that you can help whoever else is with you. And even in the Word of God, it says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And I think we kind of get that first part. I mean, we put that first part in there, love thy neighbor, but we forget it says, as you love yourself. So you have to choose you. You have to know your value. You have to know your worth. Because if you get to a point where you start relying on the person that you choose to value you and help you to understand what your worth is, and they may not be in that mood or they might not be in that mind frame, you got to know your worth. You got to know your value. True. So you got to choose you. You have to choose
That's
you.
That's true.
You gotta choose.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Now go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I like what Mind Provoking did. Our niece, she said, trust the process. Maintenance should not be done on a vehicle. Continue learning and never get too comfortable with which ethics blinded. Okay. Miss moments with your spouse.
Baby,
I don't know if I read that wrong, but help me read that.
Ashley,
thing.
I'm going in.
Yes.
I'm going in, sis. She be laughing at me about my glasses. That's the stage of life I'm in. First of all, we have Mind Provoking Mia and Keisha and Scooter online. We love you guys so much. Mind Provoking says, trust the process. Maintenance should not just be done on a vehicle. Continue learning and never get too comfortable with illicit, blinded, missed moments with your spouse. Tanisha Wells, hi, sweetheart.
Hey, I want to ask y'all a question because I'm glad I got y'all women on. I'm glad I got you here today, sis. It's good to have you. But I want to ask y'all a question because this is a situation that I heard, and when I talked to my wife about it, we kind of like went back and forth on it. But we got another married woman on the line. Okay. I want to ask you a question. If you, Tanisha, I'm sorry, if you a woman, right? If you are a woman,
that bothered me.
If you are a woman, right, and you making and you're making six figures, or you're making way enough money to take care of the whole family, right? Would it take away from the man if he does not work because he doesn't have to, and will he still be respected if you're making all of the money? Would he still be respected as the man of the household, and would it still be looked upon him to work if there was enough money being made by the woman in the household?
Did you get that, sis?
Okay, so I caught your first part. Your last part, the third question.
The third question. All right, let me slow down and go back again.
Okay.
If you are the woman, let's use you as an example. If you're making
sole provider,
if you're making way more than enough money to take care of the whole household, does the man still have to work? Let's start there.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Explain why you feel that way.
I don't care if he's making $5.75 per hour.
Okay.
Because biblically, as you guys would say,
Mom, hallelujah.
I am your helpmate.
Yeah.
I am not your whole mate. I'm right. your helpmate. Uh-huh. And not saying because I can, I won't. It's just that if you want to sustain this title, there are certain things you're going to have to do to sustain this title. That's with any job. Uh-huh. Even if you take on a job in corporate America, if you're a manager, why are you acting like a supervisor? No. Mm-hmm. So you can't expect a manager title and you act like a normal assistant, a secretary. Right. It's right. not going to happen. Well, so you won't get, I will respect you, but you will not get the same respect as if you were the king of this house. You won't be treated as that because you're not.
Wow.
What do you
That's
say, baby?
That's real talk. Well, okay.
I hear your mind provoking.
I'm
see
about
what
to put
say.
My glasses on to read a comment in a minute. But this is the deal. Now, if I'm making, let's say I'm making doctor salary, and you say, okay, well, you making all the money. Go ahead. I mean, I think that right now I just want to kind of relax a little bit. You know, let give me a moment to, you know, reprieve. That was real what you said, Ashley, because for me, I know that I can say out of my mouth because of I'm not in the situation, I wouldn't look at you any different, or I wouldn't feel like, you know, you have less of, but I don't know. I've never been in that situation before. I feel like that I could possibly go either way, depending on how you act in the moment. Go ahead, girl.
She got the hand raised.
So let me say this. Let me say this. I will respect him because he is my husband, point blank to the period. I don't care where you're working.
Right.
But you have to understand what comes with that position when you put me in the lead position. So therefore, you will not have the main say-so
uh-huh.
because I am the main provider, but I'm still going to respect you as my husband. You're my
husband.
As
my husband,
but there are certain
right.
things you will not have access to being the assistant. See, if you're the manager, you have access to different levels
right.
of respect. It's going to be a basic respect. I'm not just going to be dogging no man out. You're
right.
still my husband.
It's going to be a basic,
you.
You're basic.
Yeah,
you got a basic
but
respect.
But if you come in the house talking about you should have done this and you're my wife, you need to do this, then I'm going to tell you what you should be doing as the man.
Okay, let me. That's
think
good.
That's fair.
That's good, Lou. Let me ask you a question. So does money take away the authority that God has given the man? When he gave him authority.
It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to
I'm
do
just
with
asking.
Money.
It has everything to do with provision.
No, I'm just saying, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with your provision for this family and your work ethic towards this family. I know I make six figures. I know I'm the sole provider. But even if I can, as a man, you shouldn't let me because you're my man. You're the leader.
I like
Although
that.
I can, and I'm more than willing, as my husband, as my leader, you shouldn't let me do have everything rely on me, have everything follow my shoulders.
What did Mia say?
Would you want
it just
I just because here's the thing.
It just wouldn't work.
Here's the thing.
It's
I'm not saying that it wouldn't,
I don't believe
but
it's
I'm
supposed to work.
I'm just saying I don't believe that money is the thing that gave you authority.
Nobody said that.
Money
Nobody
is not the
that.
Authority is position. It has nothing to do with What
right,
I bring
but,
in as income.
But her
no, and I understand what you're saying. I respect that.
Her answer basically is saying, think about, and I caught it as soon as she said it. She says, basically, with me making the majority of the money, well, the money, mm-hmm. and me providing now, and me making paying all the bills and stuff, and you not doing anything, you have just then, at that point, put me as the lead. And it's certain yes, things yeah. as the lead, it's just going to be automatic. So her thing is she knows how she leads, and she's saying how
she
leads. You not
read what
Mia's
saying. I got a question on with that and what y'all saying.
Okay, Pop Jesse, hi, how are you?
What's up, Dad?
Mia says my husband and I had this conversation. Wow, this is a popular conversation. I see.
Yeah,
she said I told him just because I can carry the house doesn't mean I should. She agrees.
Hello.
I carried all the weight Hello. As a single woman, but the moment God joined us, I became a helpmeet and not the main source. You get a heart for that, sis. I'm loving it. Okay, mind provoking.
I don't even know if I can give a heart, but yeah.
Just do this.
A few of them. Sis.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with bringing you down, though. It has nothing to do with that.
I understand that.
It's just what will it's happen automatically that, you put me in that position. So look, Mind Provoking says, I have a counteract question, Unc. She said, would men feel insecure and become mentally unstable with the woman as the head breadwinner? Food for thought.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I know some, well, me personally, I ain't no way in God's earth that I would feel manly if my woman was taking care of me. I ain't no way, because I wouldn't even feel like a man if I was doing something. Right. So that's me. Right. But I know some men.
They called pimps.
I know some men who literally are really because they were raised by their mama. This is natural. This is a natural state of being for them, because being taken care of is something normal for them. So when they're out of the lines of a woman taking care of them, they're lost. But me personally, I was raised to understand that the man is the provider, the man is the head.
Yeah.
You know, I have a counter question, because this is something, this is a value that I've, the reason why I wanted to talk about this, because this is something also coming into that self value. Because I mean, a lot of women pretty much, this literally is the kind of a way of a lot of relationships that I see, because mm-hmm. women feel like, because this is how I'm going to keep him, if I show him that I can help him. Hmm. If this is my form of help. yeah. This is my form of help, or this is my form to show him that I can be that woman for him in his life. But until you get to the point where now you're tired of taking care of this man and you done spoiled him. But this is something that I see happen all the time, wow. especially in this millennial time that we live in. I see a bunch. I was in a restaurant the other day and what's that thing we go to all the time? Chipotle. We was in Chipotle, and I saw the young man and young woman in here. He ordering this stuff, just standing there, and she just looking, asking him what he want. And I was like, I want to see if he going to pay for the food or she going to pay for the food. She wound up paying the food. And I was like, but he's standing there looking like the man, you know what I'm saying? But that wasn't what happened, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay, I know you have a lot to say, Ashley. Before you go, Tanisha Wells says, I disagree with that dynamic, because what if the tables were turned and he wasn't capable of working? Mm-hmm. Does that mean he loses all the power that at the moment he loses his financial or forfeits working to manage the home and family? See, that's different.
That's a different situation.
If he is incapable of working, then that's a whole different thing.
Come on, Ashley.
No, sis already confirmed it, because first of all, let's get the foundation together. Me, I'm talking about married couples.
Right.
If this is my husband, and we've been in this situation where he was out of a job and I had to hold it down. While I was holding it down, he was actively looking.
Right.
Although I made enough money to keep us comfortable. We were fine. We didn't miss a meal. We didn't miss a bill. It was fine. It doesn't matter. He knew that he was the man. I actively have to look for a job. Not because he's afraid of losing his position, but because of what he already holds. He knows that when he speaks, I'm going to follow.
I think
because of the positioning. It has nothing to do with money. It's the fact that he's shown me and proven to me that when I give him this control and when he leads with it, he's keeping us safe and covered.
Right.
So that's a different thing. If he's incapable and not doing anything, then we got a problem.
Right. Yeah.
If you've been laid off or you're hurt, then brother, this life is a cycle. It's going to be a time where I'm laid off of her and you need to take care of me. That's not what our relationship is based on. We just talking about titles. Does he lose respect? You'll never lose respect as my husband.
Right.
Will you have the option to make certain decisions and the money's coming out of my bank account? No. No. Because it's going to so you won't get
you should off. Have your own bank account though. Yeah,
but a joint. if he not bringing money
that's
in, then whose bank account? Now
I'm playing.
Okay, so all right, that was actually a really good coming. Now the thing, okay, so
through sickness and in health. That's right.
That's what mind provoking said, through sickness and in health. Yes. If he is unable to work, I have absolutely no problem making it go down. However, when a man is capable of working and he chooses not to work because he doesn't have to, then that to me says a lot about, that's just to me, and this is my opinion. It says a lot about him. Because I think that innately in a man is something in him that doesn't feel comfortable allowing a woman to take care of him and pay the bills while he sits comfortably and chill and relax. I just feel like that's something in a man. Now, we're talking about men. We're not talking about boys. And then from the beginning, God says, it is not good for man to be alone. He said that because Adam needed help with work, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He needed help.
Yeah.
Help.
He
needed help.
Sing it.
He needed help. He didn't need her to.
I'm talking about sing it.
What? He didn't need her to come and do the whole thing. He needed help.
Right. Right.
Just to let y'all know, this microphone is not plugged up in nothing. I just didn't want y'all to have microphones, and I didn't have no microphone.
You see, you just had to have the look. Cool. Duly noted. She got the form of a microphone.
Right.
She got a farm.
Even just last week, a few weeks ago when we had the podcast, the one that I got upset on, that whole podcast seemingly to me to be about the fact that my husband was working and he was taking care of and providing for the house and he felt tired and all of this stuff. So I asked him when we were discussing this conversation, I said, well, did I have that same respect from you if I was a woman that was working? Did you look at me differently? Did you see something different about me because I wasn't working? By the way, I have a job now. Thank you. God is good. However.
And the gag is. Okay.
However. Okay. But that was the question. When you were out working all the time, did you as a man see me as less valuable because I wasn't bringing in money to help with the finances and the bills and all that stuff?
No, I don't ever see you less valuable, but here's the thing.
Real talk.
It wasn't that I seen you less valuable because I don't like to come home, especially if I'm taking care of everything. I don't want to have to come home and clean up and do the dishes and wash the clothes.
You don't have to.
I don't have to, but a lot of times I had to.
You so don't.
No.
I had to because, I needed some cleaning
don't
when
do
I
that.
Come.
Don't do that. We had an agreement. We had, no, that. We have a, we, see.
No, did she said keep we have a, real no, talk.
I'm talking about the value.
No, your value is not devalued at all. Never.
He came up with a laundry cleaning process. He washed our fold. So, okay, let's keep our personal in-house chores and stuff. No, Yeah, we talking about value. You trying to...
No, I'm not...
Don't uncover my feet.
Listen, your value will never, ever... Let me explain this to you. Your value will never, ever be depreciated under any circumstances. And here's the reason why. Because I chose you. I chose to be with you. So whatever it is, I chose to be with you. That is my choice. So because I chose you, I look at you as the queen that I chose. So because I chose you,
I was making good money though.
Whether you was making good money, whether you wasn't making good money. I mean, things happen. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Cause I wouldn't be, life happens. Something could happen to me tomorrow.
Okay. So my question is, what is your point?
My point is that whether she's working, whether she's working, whether she's not working, whether she never works, that never demeans her value in my eyesight. It never does. Never.
Okay.
Bottom line.
But as a woman in my eyesight, when you say, I don't like to come home from 7 hours and have to clean up, and then you know that I clean up, that's demeaning.
Well, just as a man
it's
feels
demeaning.
Warm.
It comes
well, here's the thing.
And it comes well, off- condescending.
Well, no,
I get
no.
what you're saying, bro.
No, 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 no.
Well, that's her opinion.
No, no, I got you.
And she's saying
no, no, I feel you. I respect that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Hold on, wait a minute. We got a comment.
Go ahead and the comment's gonna be there. I have them right here. You go ahead and
I want to see what Camille's chiming in. Just as a man feels warm when he carries the house, 100%, it is the same, if not more, for a woman.
Right.
We understand that.
Yeah.
She asked me, the question that my wife asked me was, how do I feel? And she said, keep it real. Keep it 100.
Do you see me as less valuable?
No, I don't see you as less valuable.
Yeah, and then she said, keep it 100. Yeah, keep it real.
And the only issue that I have with her not working, I just gave a little issue that I had. I mean, issue.
Okay. But see, this is the interesting thing. The things that you should be talking to me about at home, you can't come on the show and bring those things if me and you...
I thought this was real talk.
No, real talk is real talk. But when you divulge personal information that people on live don't need to hear about my business when I can't and I won't do you the same way, then that's kind of like she said.
Okay, now beat me up now. I thought we were talking real talk now. Let's hold on. Let's take a moment. This is not to dog anybody out. This is not to beat anybody up. This is not what we doing here. This is shift real talk. This is real talk. So when we talk real, it has nothing to do with beating up somebody or making somebody or even talking about personal businesses on the thing, because this is where we get our conversation from what we experience and what we go through.
Right.
This is how we get our topics.
It is.
So this is not to get personal like that or to feel personal. Don't feel personally attacked.
It's real talk with respect for your wife.
Oh yeah. Oh, that this is why
you put me on blast. Okay, because if you would have put me out there, like you would.
Oh, but listen, you listen. Look, you from ATL. You from ATL?
Oh, I'm from ATL too. Don't get life twisted.
Where you from? Where you from? Florida. Well, you live in. You live in ATL.
So let's get back on topic, though. The thing is, even no matter who is making the money, right? I think that both parties should make sure that they are doing what they can to put the effort in of whatever part they play. So you have some men that stay home and they're at home dads and they take care of the kids and they do all this stuff to each its own. But for the kingdom... For what we have been given as a principle in the kingdom, the man is the provider. That is one thing it says. So as the provider, I feel that man should understand that when he takes a wife, he's taking her from her father. He gives her away. Mm-hmm. Well, in these days, but anyway, he gives her away. And the traditional part of it is... that when a man gives away his daughter, then that man that he's giving him to takes over where that father left
off. You are responsible for her. You're now responsible for her.
Yes. Yeah. You got that. Okay.
And I understand because I've been on both sides. I've been the sole provider and I've been the one without a job.
Right.
So I've played both parts. I understand what it's like to feel like it's demeaning because you don't know all I do while you're out there working 7 hours, how the groceries get done, how the bills get paid, how the clothes get clean, how I have to make sure that you're spiritually covered, how I have to make sure that you're mentally covered, how I have to make sure that you're sexually covered, and I'm tired. And then I've been on the other aspect where I've worked 8-12 hour shifts in the hospital on my feet all night. No, I don't feel like being touched, but let me bend a little bit because this is still my, I've been on both sides of it.
Right.
I've been on both sides. But what we had to come to understand is do not demean whatever side I am on at that time in our lives. Don't make my job at home seem small because you couldn't last 4 days here. Mm-hmm. Y'all already know y'all been in my house. Alma almost passed out grocery shopping with me. She said she'll never go
grocery shopping for a whole day.
Read what Tanisha put on there.
Tanisha Wells says, this is real talk. It happens, not in offense. This is just real life, and that's where the value is. That moment helped or will help someone. Now,
amen.
That was
that gets good. An amen.
That was, you get a heart for that, Tanisha.
That gets your name, man.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
Because this is real talk. And the thing is, I mean, if we want to be honest, since you brought it up, there are some days, and I'm not going to front, when you are used to working and you also find some value in the fact that you desire to work and bring money to the household, because that's my mindset. Yeah. I want to help my husband. I want to do these things. And at the time, it just seemed like God was not allowing those doors to open for me. So it's like sometimes you have to, I have to admit, I was in a state where I would feel down about it. And when he would come home, the dishes may not have been washed or whatever, because I'm like, you know, and that moment you have to push through, and you have to, especially since if you've been out of work for some time, you got to just push through. But I understood, and a friend of mine, actually Mia, who's on the line, she called me one day and she basically told me, sis, it's a reason God has not opened that door for you. She said, don't let anybody make you, and don't you even feel as if you're something's wrong with you or you are not worth something because of the fact that that door hasn't opened, when God is ready for that door to open for you. But until then, you have to ask him, why do you have me at home? So, and the thing is, you do feel devalued. Now, he may not have always devalued me, but inside, personally, an inner struggle, I have felt low in that place, because I want to be out and about. I'm social. I'm a social butterfly. I want to be out and about, working, meeting people, green people, doing this, you know, and I have an awesome work ethic. I love work, but God just didn't allow that. So it, every time he would bring it up that I didn't have a job, it would hit that sore spot in me. It's a sore spot in me. And I had to really ask God to help me with that.
And two, and like I said, this is Ashley's sister for real. And Ashley's very protective over her. She's very protective over her.
And but I'm again, over both of y'all now.
I'm protective. I understand that.
My brother first.
I know. I understand that. But you just, I feel that. I understand that. But you protect your sister. And like, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. But here's the thing, like I told y'all.
It's not because I'm choosing size. It's just that I've seen what type of woman Alma is. And Alma's like me. I like to be productive. I like to move. I like to make things happen. I'm aggressive when it comes to getting tasks done. Yeah. I like to have a plan. I schedule. I get it done. And so when God sat me down, I was like, what's wrong with me? What did I do? Why are you sitting me down? Why is there silence? I can't hear nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not producing. Yes, so what am I worth? I question everything. And so as my husband, and I'm just speaking metaphorically, as my husband, you, Jesse, should know what type of woman I am and know that right now I'm in a sticky situation within myself. So you should be fragile. I'm fragile now. Because you know I'm used to working.
Yeah. All right. Let me help both of y'all real quick. Let's go biblical here.
Okay. Come on.
First of all, you got to realize everything that God places inside of us, he places it inside of us and fills us up with gifts. And he fills us up with what God places inside of us for the people that we are around. So when I tell her stuff, when I give her stuff, it is never to speak to the low place. It's sometimes I know what pushes her, but if she don't see the push, she'll always go into what's in the low place of herself and take it that I'm attacking the low place. But this is a level of push. This is a level of push. When God told Jonah, when he told Jonah to go tell the people in Nineveh to get it right, because he wanted to save them, Jonah said, I don't want to do this. And the only reason why he said he didn't want to do that was because what he saw the people in Nineveh did. They were evil. They ruled the way they did stuff. They killed people. They took Israel into captivity. So everything they did it for evil. And Jonah didn't want. So Jonah's looking from his level of thinking. But God is saying, I'm using you to help deliver them because I want them to change.
Right.
Jonah wanted them destroyed.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, a lot of times we got to look through God's eyes and look when he tells us to do something. Don't look at it and say, "Now, God, I'm not doing because they're this type of person or they're this person. So I'm not going to do that because I want them to suffer for what they've done." And God is saying, "No, I want them to change. I want them to be the greatest because I am God that heals. I am God that delivers. I am God that sets free. I'm not the God that wanted to, you know." Now, he will have, if God does that, he will do what he have to do because he destroyed the temple. He destroyed a lot of things, right, that happened, so, in the Bible.
So when it comes down to Nineveh, he said he didn't want to go. When it comes down to a woman such as myself, and as Ashley was saying, such as us, we want to go. We want to go out there in the marketplace. We want to work.
I'm not
we
saying you don't want to go. What I'm saying is, I have to do, yeah. I'm talking about when it comes to me, I can't say, "I don't want you to, I want you to stay where you are. So, or I want this thing to happen to you. I want you to be better. I want you to not feel, to be in that low place." Because my push may not, it may, my push for you may feel like I'm getting on you, but it's not that. It's a level of a push. You know what I'm saying? So if I say, "Hey, babe, look, I worked all day. You know, I'm coming home, you know, and I won't even complain. I'll just come home and put the dishes up." Or I come home and you'll be like, "Why did?" "Because, babe, I understand. I just don't want the dishes in here. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to do it myself." So what I'm saying is, my push, I said that I didn't like it, but I don't complain about it. I sit there and do it myself.
That's the point.
No, but this was me saying, "Hey,
you don't complain about it at the time."
Oh no, I don't complain about it. I don't.
It comes up later.
It comes up later,
because it's valid. If that's the way you really feel, and it comes up later, I get it.
Let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one question. When God spoke to Jonah, where was Jonah?
Jonah was in Israel.
He was in Israel.
Israel is the people of God. Yeah, his people, his chosen people.
Okay. So when you said we got to look at it, I get what you're saying, bro. You're saying that when I speak to you about these things, it's not because I'm trying to talk to your low place. It's that I'm trying to push you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you have to recognize that God spoke to Jonah. He could have spoke to him any other time. He spoke to him because he saw what position Jonah was in.
Mm-hmm.
He acknowledged it. So when your wife is not in position to hear you, meaning right now she is, it's not that you're speaking to her low place. It's that right now she's at a low place. So acknowledge my position that I'm in and see if I'm able to receive it. Although you may not want to hear it. There's been times where Stoney has pushed me and he'll say the same thing. And now be in three different transitions. I start off like, "Heck no, that's not going down." And then I'll kind of ease on and say, "Okay, maybe it can happen." So my point is, he acknowledged where Jonah was and what position he was in. Acknowledge what position your wife is in mentally, emotionally, and then address it. And it's not, I don't think you're intentionally trying to bring her down or
oh no, like, definitely not.
I'm trying to be, we know you're not even like that. We know you're not even like that. But you have to acknowledge how she's going to receive it is based upon what position she is in.
You know what?
When Tanisha
said something, and she said,
I like that. Yes, you got to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but before that, she says, "I saw that sensitivity in your reaction, but I don't believe he was trying to uncover you in that moment. He was being transparent. God's timing is perfect timing, Queen. And grateful you have a husband to cover you in those moments." She said, yes, you got to find the push that works for her. You got to talk in her language. And that's what I believe sometimes, because I say but this sometimes, that, my husband from New York, he sometimes has a very direct he's very direct in his approach, and sometimes very sarcastic in his approach. So what I said, because, you know, he would come in a sarcastic way to say something that he wanted to say. And I would tell him, "Okay, babe, I feel like that if you tell me in that way, that may work for you, because that's what you used to." You know, they push him off the organ back in the day. He'd be like, "They ain't never going to push me off the organ again. Next time I'm going to come with my stuff." That's not how you push me, though. How you push me is you say something to me that will encourage me to do it, not make me feel like, what you doing? Why, you know, not in that way. What happened?
It's Coca-Cola.
I'm not talking about you.
What happened? I'm not. See, and let me say this. I'm not saying you don't do it in every sense. We had that conversation. Remember, we had that conversation, and I was like, "That's not how you encourage." I mean, that's not how you encourage me to do nothing. Yeah, not by saying it that way. So I believe that he has learned how to. But we had to have that communication, which is another thing that helps you have a great relationship. I had to actually bite the bullet and say to him, the way that you can encourage me is this way, because that way didn't encourage me. That way just made me feel bad, you know? So,
and it's crazy because I'm like Jesse, cause I'm a little harsh. Yes. And then Stoney, my husband, is like,
we backwards.
It's like, yeah. So I learned a lot.
And we laugh about that.
Woman's point of view on how to deal. It's like, okay. I get what you're saying, because I'm harsh like that. So I'm just like, get it done. What's the problem? I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. Just do what you got to do and let's move on.
Right.
Sometimes it's the deliverance.
If he's in a head space, cousin, where he want to get it done, but it's like he felt like you was belittling him and doing it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you know, because in that place,
up against the wall,
he knows. Yeah. Because in that place, he knows he may be a little insecure.
So listen.
And that's the way I am. Sometimes if that's the place that I'm feeling something and you come at me in that way, it's like, okay, wait. But instead of getting upset about it, look, that's not going to help encourage me to do nothing. Let's try a different approach.
So we have two right here. Two keys so far.
Okay.
Knowing your value and speaking language. Speaking each other's language.
Yeah, push me. I don't mind. Just
speaking each other's language.
Know how to push me.
Right. Know how to push me.
But here's the thing. When you plant seeds, does this tell you? I mean, this is just a question. I'm not saying this is when you plant seeds. This is just a question.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead. Nobody's not going to attack you, man.
When you plant seeds, does it tell you? Does it tell you? Because look, you know when you have to plant seed, you got to dig up the ground and put the seed in it. You got to do some watering. So it doesn't say you got to sometimes. Ooh, let me just.
You better stop. You better stop the madness right now.
Plant the seed.
He talking about tilling the ground. You gotta really get
when
in
you
there to
plant
get that
the
dirt
seed,
up. That's when the ground is hard, sir.
The ground isn't hard over here.
It's not
the
hard.
Ground is hard.
The ground is not hard. Sorry.
Ground is hard. You gotta dig in there to get to them roots and, you know, big it up, put it up, and may have to get a plow. You know,
see. And at the same time, let me tell y'all, and this is another thing you have to also know.
Hey, Auntie.
That when you're in a relationship, sometimes that person looks at you and sees themselves in the reflection of you. So
you should.
So,
you should.
So,
but and you should.
So while it may you have to say, oh my God, that what you just did.
You know why? Because
but my mother used to understand.
My mother loved plants, and she used to talk to her plants.
I know. I understand what you were saying, but see, just like you, if you were to come to me or anybody else, if you were to go to the person that you're with in the wrong push, then it's going to give you the wrong result. So if you go to them in the right push, is what you want is the right result. So I would figure to go in the way of the right result.
However,
don't forget that there are times when I say things and I'm not even harsh with my words. I'm from the ATL. We just direct.
You're not harsh with your words.
I'm not.
You're not harsh with... Poppy, oh Lord, it's gonna storm Poppy, inside of this studio.
Am I harsh with my words?
Yes, you are.
I just speak clear. I just say what it is that need to be said. Am Ashley?
She is very harsh.
Ashley, if I am, then help me. Am I harsh with my words? Because you know me.
She's very harsh. That's not that. See, this is what I'm saying.
Hold on now.
I don't mind.
You got communication
being
in that
on.
Way. Nature,
you
the
are not
the most
very harsh with your words.
Okay,
you can be a little blunt.
Okay, I have to admit, I can be that. And that doesn't work for him.
But,
and that doesn't work for
but
him.
But you're speaking for you. I'm telling you, when she talks to me sometimes, she's harsh.
I'm blunt. I'm direct.
No, Kathy, hold on. As your sister, I've had to come at you sideways so you could just hear me. Because when I'd be like, well, Jess, bro, you know, I was like, listen, bro.
See, sometimes people don't understand why you come kind of direct, because
yes,
that's the ground that need to be tilled up.
You,
Hold on, wait a minute.
You had to have a screaming match for me right. to be heard with you. I had right. to do
sometimes
that
it's like that. Never.
Yeah, because y'all the women. Yeah, no, y'all know I'm how to communicate with each other.
I'm real with Ashley, just like I'm real with anybody
Mia,
else that
hold
knows.
On. Mia said, yeah. a good farmer understands each crop is different. I'm not talking about the ground. If
the
ground is tough. The
process of planting is different. I'm a moor.
If that ground is tough, you got to dig in there, Mia.
Enough said. I am a moor. I act like a moor now. So sometimes if I'm blunt, sometimes Mia, if I'm direct, Mia. It's only because I'm not getting through. The seed not getting in the ground,
if
so
the,
I have to say it like
that. If the ground is tough, you mean to tell me you got to play with that ground to get the seed in there?
You got to plow it. You got to plow it.
You got to tell it.
I got to get the ox out.
You got to get you got to get in there. So look, okay, look, this is good. This is great. But I want you guys to understand this. You know, this is real talk okay. here. This is real talk, and this is a dope conversation. I thank God for my sis being on here today. But we got the keys to a great relationship. Again, let's go back. The first one we came up with was, and like I said, this is not planned. This is just us talking about yeah. this. And, you know, and using the experiences to come up with what we believe is, you know, which is true and which is right. Like I said, so mm-hmm. we're talking a lot of shift today. So, you know, so the first thing we believe is know your value.
Yeah.
The second thing we believe
the
is.
I tried to accentuate the F, shift.
The F was the
we're talking
lady.
A lot of shift.
We're talking a lot of shift today,
guys.
Yes, we are.
Was that better?
Shift. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So not only that, it's just being able to understand the languages, the love languages, how to talk, how to get things through, how to process.
That's good.
How to understand, how to say things, when to say things, how to communicate, which goes really with the level of communication it had to be.
Right.
Third thing, I got a question.
Uh-oh, come on.
Because you already know to come up with these, we got to have questions. We got to have questions. Now, both of y'all. Now, Ashley, now you are very blunt and you are very direct.
She is.
You are very direct. I don't care what it is. You even your nice is direct. You are straight, boom, boom, this way, until it comes to certain situations. And I believe that coming together is a challenge. I wouldn't say a challenge. When you've been raised by different backgrounds.
Right.
When you've been raised mm-hmm. differently, you come from your background, I come from where I raised. So a lot of things we've seen or the lot of things that we are used to doing coming up as kids. How does that cause a challenge in your relationships? How could that cause a challenge?
Uh-oh, come on, sis, because I got some too.
You go first, sis, because I need to pray on mine because I want it to be received the right way. I don't want to be... Because my husband is tuning in, so...
Okay.
Yeah, he told me to. He texted me. Told me to send him the link.
This is me. Because we come from two backgrounds, my parents encouraged us and they helped us to see the greatness in us. And they brought that out of us. They would talk to us in the way of, this is Alma, you know, this is la la la. And it was always something that would make us feel like, oh, wow, I can do that, you know? Mm-hmm. But his background is... They will straight up tell you, okay, it's like that thing that they say, New Yorkers, they'll be like, dude, you got a flat top? Man, you so stupid. Move. I'll get that for you. And they'll actually do it for you. People from the South be like, I'm so sorry that you have a flat tire. I wish I could help. And they'll go on about their business and won't help you. That's the difference in us. I'm the person that I'll be like, and I'm sweet. I'll be sweet about it, and I'll tell you, that's how you encourage me. Jesse, he more like, man, that's so stupid how you did that. Look, move over. I'll handle it, and he'll handle it. So that's the difference in our culture. He can be mean about it, but he'll help. I can be nice about it, but I'll go on about my business sometime and let you do what you got to do yourself. So our cultures, when it comes to encouraging and pushing each other, is different. Jesse's push is more like, dude, move. And you push him out the way, and he'll feel like, man, I never want anybody to embarrass me like that again. But my thing is, don't embarrass me. Encourage me.
Yeah. Don't embarrass me, because if you embarrass me, then I'm going to probably, well, no, I think I've grown to the point where I may not embarrass you back. Won't. I won't.
School.
Yeah.
I won't embarrass you back.
Dad, Ashley.
Don't do that no more. That scares me when you just ran. I think you have Tourette's or something.
When he just holler out a guest name.
Is that the name of Jesus? Don't call it out.
Come on. Say your thing. Come on. I'm gonna hear what you gotta say.
So I get where you're going. So let me do me. Me, my background is my father's a pastor, my mother is a first lady. We was raised heavily in the church, but we weren't oppressed in the church. My daddy kind of made us, well, let us make our own decisions. Not as far as going, because you had to go, but he wasn't so heck bent on, you know, y'all need to be wearing this, y'all need to be doing this. We were dressed accordingly. We went out there. But anyway, as far as the structure in the home, I had both parents in the home. And I was encouraged a lot, and we were exposed to a lot of different things. I mean, as far as culture, as far as music, as far as religion, we weren't so boxed in. My beautiful husband.
All right, watch it, Ashley.
as beautiful as he is originally from Atlanta. And it shows in every way, you know, that's not a bad thing, but he's very protective, very on guard all the time. He's on guard. He's just always on guard. He doesn't really need that family connection. He's kind of a loner. He's okay with being alone. Me being alone means something's wrong.
Right.
It's just him being alone.
Right.
And so that's where it causes strife, because it's like, well, why are you leaving me alone? What's wrong with me? What did I do? Are we fighting? What? And I'll come up with scenarios in my head, and he just like, no, I'm just being alone. Like, ain't nothing to do. We just chilling. We kicking.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. And so that always causes a little strife, because in the back of my head, I'm like, I know something wrong. Why he ain't? And he's like, no, I'm just chilling. There's nothing wrong. So there's always, because I'm so used to our family being so tight knit. We're very tight knit. We close. We gonna fight, but we gonna call each other every day. My sister has already hit me up on meet 10 times today. We ain't talk about nothing, but we gonna have that connection every day. So my communication is really a lot of communication, even the small details. Stoney's communication is, once I give you the big details, that's it. We don't need to have no in-between small talk. So I take offense in that. And that has to do with our foundation.
Right.
Because I was raised, we communicate about everything in this house. And if we don't, then you're hiding something or something is wrong.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, in my house, we didn't have to do all of that. You took care of what you needed to take care of. And once it was handled, it was handled. Ain't no need of y'all talking about it. So now we're learning how to find a medium. There has to be a medium. I don't need you to over communicate with me, but I don't need you to under communicate with me.
Right.
So now it's y'all really just find about finding that medium in between your foundations, because everybody's going to be different. Everybody's raised differently.
Right. And I think when it comes down to that, when my scenario was basically about the push that we give each other, that's what we had to find. And that's at this level in our marriage, I think that's what we're striving to find, is now the balance of where we are right now. So I think that's another thing to help to build and have a great relationship, is to find the balance, to know that this is how he was raised. And you should know that by now, how he was raised and certain things about his upbringing. And then he should know about yours, to the point where you guys be like, you know, I understand that that's not the way he operates, but if we could find that little happy medium, then I think that we can both get what we need from this moment.
That was the purpose of why I asked that question, because a lot of times there is an imbalance. And you know how, like, when Bishop Butler was on here early in the episodes, he was talking about that scale. When you put too much on one side of the scale, then the scale is hanging, you know, in the way that it shouldn't hang. But you got to find that balance to even the scale out.
Right.
Because if you don't find that balance, then somebody's needs are going to always be met and somebody's needs are not going to be met. Exactly. Or vice versa. Somebody's needs will never be met. And then you'll feel like I'm all doing everything that I have to do to meet your needs, and my needs are never met. So there's always
not being met.
Yeah. There's always an imbalance to not finding that balance. So that is so key and so important. Finding balance that and coming into that median, because like I said, I really believe that relationships are give and take. So if you're the one that's always taking and never giving, you know, saying that there's an unbalance.
There's an imbalance.
You know, saying, if you're always giving and not taking, there's an unbalance. You gotta I really believe that to get, you gotta give. So, and that brings the balance of your giving, because a lot of us hold back in our giving and expecting to get all the time.
Mm-hmm. When we in a deficit.
Jesse, let me ask you a quick question. Quick question for a man. Just yes and no, nothing else. Are men able to tell when things are imbalanced with their women, with their wives or girlfriends or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We have like 10 seconds. Say how do men know?
Because first of all, women are, I believe y'all wear your emotions. You show it. So it's like we can see it. We don't even have to figure it out. When my wife is feeling some kind of way, it shows all in her face. Even you, sis, when you feel a certain kind of way, you show it. Women are very, one thing about women, women are very forthcoming in how they feel, what they want, what they desire, what they need. Women are very forthcoming. So it is not hard to figure out a woman. The only way you don't figure her out is if you're not listening.
Or if you take offense to when you see the emotions.
Or you take offense to it.
Coming, yeah. Yeah, you have to make sure. Tanisha said something.
Tanisha been saying some good. And Scooter said something good too.
Okay, yeah. I was going to read that. Scooter said, some ground, we talk about planting seeds. Some ground, you try to plant seeds, it just will not produce fruit. You have to know your surroundings. Scooter, you said that. Mm-hmm. You have to know your surroundings. Now, Tanisha said that M illusion is where the balance is. What is the M illusion, Tanisha?
That M illusion?
That M illusion. Okay. Yeah.
So, cousin, explain that in illusion.
So while she's coming on with that, the explanation, y'all listen, I think that this has been very informative. People don't even understand. Ashley and I were talking earlier today. When my husband and I go through certain things in our relationship, Ashley, what do I say I do with these podcasts?
Go back and listen to them.
I go back. I listen to the podcasts. I go back to the ones because I have to remember what I have said and what my husband has said so that in those moments, I have to not be a hypocrite and not do the things that I've told people work. If it works, then it's going to continue to work. And sometimes I have to go and reach back and revisit some stuff to remember, because a lot of times we're not saying stuff just because we want to say stuff. Sometimes we're saying stuff not even realizing that that's what God has given us to say until we look back at it and say, wow, dang, we said that. So that was good.
Well, this is what our experiences have helped us come up with today, y'all. Three key things to help have a great relationship. Know your value.
Mm-hmm.
I went blank. know your balance. Know the language. Speak each other's language.
Balance.
And language. Find the balance.
Find the balance.
And find the balance.
Yes.
The middle of the M is
said the middle of the M is where the connection is that brings the two people to one. It makes the M, the middle of the M.
Got you.
That part right there.
You don't want that M to look like a Z.
Okay. Well, Ashley, it has been a pleasure to have you on as a guest.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Listen, y'all. I love y'all. This was not planned. This is what I talked to Ashley today, and we just came up with what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
No paper, beautiful. No script, no. This is just pure, real experience.
We do this inside the house.
Yeah, we do this.
They don't know that. Let me tell y'all something about Lady Free and Pastor Jay. This is not for podcasting. They do this at my house.
Yeah.
That's why I got my glass. Because normally when we at my house, I get my glass
That's right.
We sit down and we just talk a lot of stuff.
That's
we
right.
Talk a lot of stuff.
We y'all talk a lot of shift.
That's it. Right.
Shift.
We talk a lot of shift.
Tanisha,
she came up with that.
Tanisha says, envision the M has two hands and the right hand is holding the left hand. That's this part right here. I like that. That's the meeting. The meeting.
Tanisha's
the
my
middle.
Cousin, y'all.
Y'all, so listen.
Man, we thank y'all.
It has been a pleasure once again.
Ashley,
we're
going to bring you
my
back
glasses
on, man.
On most of the time just for you. So listen, we love you so much. We appreciate you. We definitely
love
will
you.
Have you back on. If y'all want Ashley back on, y'all just give us a little.
I want to bring her and her husband back on. We're going to have to pre-record, but I want to bring Stoney on here too.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to have to be like Tabitha Brown about my husband. I see y'all in the deal.
Yes, honey. Get out.
I know if I can shut out with y'all. Y'all know.
Get out. But listen, we are here every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Time, Standard Time on Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. This is Shift Real Talk TV. We have more things to come. We're not going to belabor you with all the details, but we once again want to say thank you to Ashley Jones for coming on
thank
the show. Look her up if you're in Atlanta, if you want to book her for any kind of production, direction. She's an actress, she's a singer,
and she bought
she
her business.
All. And
don't buy her a piano because
she don't play. So we love you. And for everyone else who is tuning in, make sure you subscribe, make sure you press that like button. And if you have any issues in your relationship, go back and revisit some of the other videos. I do it and they work. So yeah,
thank y'all for tuning in, y'all.
Until next time, we always love you and peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.